Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. If you're on the way or you're in the building, man, you ain't proud to wear that shirt, man. Calm down. You ain't proud, man.
What's the shirt?
Cowboys. He ain't dead. That's, I respect it, man. Keep wearing it.
You haven't been able to be proud of that since like the 90s.
Well, at least last year they won 12 games. Letting you know, coming up here at 3 o'clock in the next segment is when we will start hooking people up with our prizes here. So you want to get your name in our raffle box before we get started there, coming up next hour with your chance to win. Real quick, I told you about the Texans injury report and the guys they have out, the big names there. Foley Fatukasi is out at this point, and then Blake Fisher for the Titans. They're going to be without, as we said yesterday, they're going to be without Legarius Sneed. He's actually been put on IR today with a quad issue. Tyree Spears, kind of their change of pace back, the guy that can hurt you out of the backfield, he is out of this game as well. So those are the two major ones there that are out. Roger McCreary, one of their corners, is questionable in this game. So that is the latest there, as the Titans are going to be without a couple of their guys that helped them a lot there as well. So I do want to get to this, Clint. One thing that I'm keeping an eye on, and you spoke about this a little bit earlier this week, and it's made me, I've been thinking about it since, is when you said, you talked to this player, and you said, I think he has the ability where he just kind of flips the switch, and he kind of picks it up and picks and chooses when he wants to pick it up. And you're talking about Derek Stingley. And what I want to see coming up Sunday, because Monday night, Derek Stingley played as if he was the best corner in football. That's the kind of game that he played. He looked like, damn, just don't throw it to his side or you're playing with fire. Right? He picked off one. Hell, he almost got it. He got his hands on a couple of others. He was tackling. He was the best player on the field and looked like the best corner in the game. But that's the only time he has looked like that this year. The previous games, there have been some like, yo, what's going on with Derek Stingley? Like, he's been getting beat some. Like, I'm not saying he's been awful, right? This isn't a Tavier Thomas situation, but it's not at all what you figured. As we've said earlier this week, Pro Football Focus has had him in the 20s, right? 19 to the mid-20s in terms of corners in the league. And this is a guy that the thought is he'd be me a top five, top three type corner. I want to see that guy that played Monday night, I want to see that guy keep coming out. I want to see him, like, don't flip the switch. No, just keep that sucker flipped. Because, like, I mean, clearly we have seen, like, you're not, like, there's some big play opportunities if you don't have that thing flipped. There's some opportunities where teams could have hurt you and have hurt you this year. That's what I'm looking at. I want to see that Derek Stingley every game out, that level of focus and what he was doing. Because if you get that guy every game out, then that you know, obviously, as you said, when he first got drafted, he's the key to this defense. That changes things. I don't want to see no flipping of the switch. I want to see that guy every week.
Yeah, well, I agree wholeheartedly with the point. I fear that it's not going to be the case. And to me, that's the step that Derek Stingley needs to take.
But why?
I can't answer the question of why, but I think he's just a player that right now, I think when the coach comes to him and says and puts a challenge on the table,
yeah,
okay. Hey, CeeDee Lamb's coming at you.
You got CeeDee coming.
It's all they got. It's the only way they're going to be in the game. We're going to shadow you a good chunk of the game, and I need you to take him out of the box score. Like, he needs that challenge to be a get-in-your-face, lock-you-down type of guy. But moving forward, at some point, to me, that is the step that Derek Stingley Jr. has to make, right? We talked about the Green Bay game really sticks in my mind. Like, I don't care if – like, forget the whole game, because if he's not asked to shadow, he's not going to stand out as much as he did against the Cowboys, right? So what I'm looking to see is like –
yeah, but you're talking – the Green Bay game, that can't happen.
Correct, but the step is, in my opinion, the step is with Derek Stingley of, like, I don't care what the plan is, I don't care what the call is, you cannot be 8 yards off and pedaling at a time when you're down two points with 2 minutes left in the game and allow throws underneath you, allow free releases underneath you, allow offensive coordinators and quarterbacks to choose to throw the football your direction. At some point in those moments, he's got to be the guy that teaches them a lesson of, I told y'all not to come my direction. Go pick on Lassiter, go pick on the rookie, but don't come to my side of the football.
Yes.
Right? And so to me, that's the next step for Derek Stingley Jr. is, I don't think, you know, I think there's a real, I've been there, done that, championship-type mentality with him to where he needs that challenge. But we need him in critical moments to make it really difficult on opponents to throw his direction. And there's been times this year when he hadn't. I think that's the next step for Derek Stingley Jr.
Yeah,
like I said before, Derek Stingley Jr. and C.J. Stroud, if they take the next step of, like, what I do is not solely dependent on the offensive or defensive coordinator and what they call. In the moment, I got the play call. I see what's going on. I know the situation. Hey, man, I can't be eight yards off and pedaling. You know what I mean? I got to get up in his grill. I got to sit. I got to whatever the adjustment, the instinctual adjustment is, those two guys at some point have to take the next step, and this team gets significantly better when they do that.
A couple of texts here on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line. Slow down, Ron. It was beating down a Cowboys squad. Another text. Come on. They played the Cowboys. A one-legged cornerback can be an all-pro. Miss me with that. That was CeeDee Lamb that he was going up against. And I don't even, like, take the quarterback stuff out of it. He was Velcroed to him. Like, it was, this is a guy who has hurt everybody. This is a guy that was arguably the best receiver in football last year.
Yeah.
This is a guy that signed a new contract that made him the second highest paid player in the game. And he had to interfere with Derek Stingley in the end zone. So miss me with that. That this is the – yeah, I understand the quarterback play wasn't great. I'm just saying you can't go from playing that way on CeeDee Lamb to where he couldn't get away from you and then getting burnt by Boutte in New England.
Yeah,
that down the field. Those two things can't – and you see, that's the thing. You done messed up and shown us what you're capable of doing. For four quarters, you've messed up and shown it.
Yeah.
And the expectation is that you do that.
Well, he's out there running routes for CeeDee Lamb on the where almost the near second pick on the sideline over there. Now, I don't know if that's did Derek Stingley Jr. give you that level of effort and CeeDee Lamb quit on the play, but either way it goes, Derek Stingley Jr. is running a route for him. As you said, he's drawing offensive PIs, chasing him across the field and being a big-bodied tackler to tackling short of the chains. That was big-time ball last week from Derek Stingley Jr. And I don't think he's ever going to be a week-to-week shutdown, lockdown.
So you don't think he's coming in this week and saying to himself, Calvin Ridley's not getting nothing?